Assim.
Voices, they got the bud kicked.
Oh, did they? Did they play?
South Florida, US, this out. When I quit watching, it was 31-7
Dang. Yeah, South
in the
Florida.
fourth.
Yeah, 34-7 was the final round.
Going
Wigging out.
Hope that stops.
He usually does it once at the beginning, but then stops. But she doesn't do this many times.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Start.
I have to time that for
for a second.
Maybe that's what's wrong.
Oh yeah, actually now that it, yeah, because now that it's updating, it stopped.
How are you holding up with all the building?
Is that Eleanor? I mean, it's fine. It just seems like Judy doesn't get anything again. I can't sure.
I'm not going to take that.
Almost daily sleeping in her office. Like several times a day. No, it's fine. Yeah, busy. So it's you know, things are busy. Some cool new projects actually.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't fix your screen.
It's not a loose cable, right? It doesn't look everywhere. See, that's power.
Wait, wait. Don't touch anything.
Isn't the cable though?
Huh?
No,
You said something. I said, don't touch
I
anything.
know. What did I do to fix it?
Okay, leave it alone. See if he'll stay.
And some of it's just like simple stuff, like we'll get like an email and it has a bunch of people on it, and she'll be like, go ahead and reach out to all these people and let them know about this. And it's like, I feel like you can clearly see they're included on the email. Like, I will if you want to be redundant, but no, no. Howdy, howdy.
How are you?
Ready for some fun?
Sure. Whoa. Oh. Just got a phone call from Penny Games to kind of bring eggs on Tuesday.
Oh, sweet.
My favorite food. There are about 8 dozen, so I told her to just take them all to the office. And the main thing could bring them. Drop mine off here. So we'll lunch for the shop. Next day or whatever day that is. If that is okay. If you lunch and only check them. The last digital bring. I think I'm going to be out with all his mind breaks.
Yeah, I'll take some eggs. Supposed to give Brandon a hard time.
Yeah?
So we get a new transfer from the road department to the landfill.
Oh, yeah?
He's right. The only one has his name and the emblem on his shirts.
Oh. Okay.
We still don't. Ever since we switched from coveralls
to... My fault. I didn't tell him to put his name and emblem. We don't name and emblem on him.
There is on Ryan's. And there is was on our coveralls. And still is on our coveralls. But
yeah,
there's
the
not...
Never got told to get put
there's on. Not on the uniforms. But Ryan's is.
Well, we like Ryan better.
I know. That's what I said. I got to give you our time. Ryan comes and works for like 2 weeks and then he goes to Barbados for 2 weeks.
Oh,
like,
that's convenient.
Yeah. If everything works out, I'm going to have to change that too.
Oh, yeah? Moving?
Yeah, we're moved out to Grandma's house. But until I sell my house in town, I'm not too worried about that.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Updated.
Okay.
It's pretty.
I've changed it everywhere else, but
yeah, except for there.
Except for that's one. I knew I'd find it somewhere.
Yeah.
Then she called me and asked if I thought there would be a conflict of interest. Well, you guys have to decide that. I'm as intertwined with Mark as I am with Motley Motley. Like, he's a cousin, but it's a distant cousin.
Really
I don't either. I didn't see too much in there to be concerned about except for the acreage, and I'm not completely sure that that's even a problem. When Gary was running it, he always seemed to have a plan, but I don't know. Then where Mark sold it to Motley's, I don't know.
Good things is here.
He just wants to go to the top of the hill. Although.
I don't think there's any complaints.
I chuckled whenever Gary first put that in. Got it through and got it going.
There's a lot of complaints.
The city was complaining. Well, while the city was in a meeting complaining, Gary was out crushing rock. Like,
Good evening, Board of Adjustment. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
You bet. Sound great.
You counted my stuff and said I had 11 uniforms and 3 pairs of coveralls. And that should be enough.
Yeah.
It's not, but it should be. It's fine. Our schedule's weird. If I'm working 4 10s, that's enough. But then when you go back to the 8s and work 5 days,
yeah.
And then if we work a Saturday, an extra Saturday, or an extra 2 days or whatever, yeah. Then it's completely off.
Right.
Then I never have enough stuff.
Oh, you messed with it again.
This thing keeps blacking out.
Yeah.
My work computer's been like freezing, having problems. I went to IT guy and asked if they had like a better computer, and he's like, no, that's probably one of the best ones we have right now.
Yep.
You guys should have 5 shirts every week.
Yeah, and I don't know if I do or not. There was some time in the winter time, like, we would get, like, 2 pair back. It was the weirdest thing. And I sent off a pair of coveralls. Like, if I would send it off, so if I wore them today, I would send them off Tuesday. It would not come the next Tuesday. It would come the following Tuesday. That long to get close. And some of that, I think, was during transition. They seem to have been better since they've got transitioned to the new name. But then I got a pair of Chavs.
Yeah, under the other company, we had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
This company, you guys are the ones I seem to have problems with.
Yeah.
I had a few problems recently, but I guess the new driver, that Dallas guy, he was trying to change out coveralls.
Oh.
And so then people weren't getting their coveralls.
Yeah.
And I think, it was coveralls and uniforms. I think you guys had the same issue.
Yeah.
But he was saying, I'm just trying to change them out.
Yeah, and I've noticed the new ones, you can tell when they've changed to the new name because now my shirts are bright again.
Yeah.
Grace. Good, how are you?
Hi, Grace.
Huh? Alan on yet?
Is Alan joining on Zoom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grace.
So who's going to be here?
Conflict of interest. That's up to you.
No.
I was intertwined with Mark because I'm with Motley. It's not.
Oh, funny. So, I didn't know that.
Mark's a cousin, but he's distant.
Thank you for screen sharing. Hi, Mark.
How's it going?
Real good. How are you?
Still breathing. It's a good day.
Good to see you.
Ditto. I see Rick looks awfully relaxed.
Ryan.
So it's 7 o'clock, so let's call the meeting to order.
Mine's on.
Yeah, all of them are working.
So we have one conditional use permit tonight, and we have a little backlash here, but blowback. Anyway, members, and I'm Larry Cochran and Mike Cochran, Ryan Kyle, and online we have Brian Davies and Rick Finch.
Raquel Elorza is also here online.
She?
Don't you know?
We'll wait for Jeff to come back in the room.
Not anymore.
So we have one CU 25-003. The Abbott.
Fix it up. Well, mine still picked up there. We had that issue before, and it picked up in there, but not on one. Yeah, so just go for it, because I don't know how to troubleshoot.
The applicant is Mark Cochran and Shawnee Rock. Request a conditional use permit proposing to add approximately 61.8 acres to their 26.2 acre quarry site. The site is located approximately 3/4 mile north of Koufax on SR 195 at milepost 40.850 on the east side of the highway, in the north half of Section 1, Township 16, North Range 43 East, Lamon Meridian, Whitman County, Washington. Number one. On July 28, 2025, Mark Rockern and Shawnee Rock applied for a conditional use permit to add approximately 61.8 acres to their 26.2 acre quarry site. See Exhibit 1, conditional use application. Number two, the site is located approximately 3/4 mile north of Koufax on SR 195 at milepost 40.850 on the east side of the highway in the north half, Section 1, Township 16, North Range 43 East, Willamette Meridian, Whitman County, Washington. The approximate 61.8 acre area of 194 acre parcel, parent parcel, is low zone as the agriculture district and has been used for dry land farming. The site is surrounded by farmland to the north and west and steep vegetated slopes to the south and east toward North Palouse. Palouse Road in the North Fork of the Palouse River.
Larry, this is Rick Finch. I just have a question about that. It talks about adding 61.8 acres to a 26-acre parcel, but then they were talking about the zoning of 61.8 acres being industrial of some kind. I can't see it right here. So are they adding an additional 61 acres or making the whole site 61 acres?
So the site right now is approximately, excuse me, let me start from the beginning. In 2005, there was 20 acres and it was rezoned to limited heavy industrial. Then they added another six that remained agricultural district, and now they're adding another 61 or so to the site. And it is also zoned ag district. So we have two different zonings going on, but the condition. But a conditional use permit is required in both zones.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
So if the 61 acres goes in, then it comes out of the ag classification? Okay.
Out of the 194 acres.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, that's not a correct statement. The 61 acres remains in the agricultural district.
Does it?
Yep.
But
We're not changing the
crushing.
zone here. We're leaving
But
everything
crushing
as
is
is.
allowed by conditional use in both zoning
Yeah.
districts.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know. The nearest residence is approximately 1,039 feet northeast of the site, and McDonald Park within the city of Colfax is approximately 720 feet southeast of the site. No floodplains or wetlands are present at the site. Where that is, if there was a floodplain or a wetland, we'd all be in trouble. According to the Priority Habitats and Species Report from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, no habitat features are present. See Exhibit 2, Vicinity Map, and Exhibit 3, Aerial, Exhibit 4, Measurements to Neighboring Residents, Exhibit 5, Measurement to Neighboring Park, Exhibit 6, Floodplain Map, Exhibit 7, Wetland Map, Exhibit 8, PHS Report. Number three, surface mining, rock crushing, and quarrying are permitted with a conditional use permit in both the heavy industrial district and agricultural district.
There it is.
Yeah. In June 2005, approximately 20 acres were rezoned to limited heavy industrial, allowing quarrying and temporary asphalt and concrete batch plants. In June 2007, an additional 6.2 acre area was added on to the quarry site. The landowner is applying for a new conditional use permit because they surpassed the 10-year window to renew their conditional use permit from before. Well, I was wondering why they couldn't just do that administratively, but that answers that question. Crusher hours are from Monday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and occasionally on weekends. The occupants of the surrounding homes, golf course management, the city of Colfax, and the Colfax School District will be notified 24 hours prior to blasting. There may be approximately 25 to 30 round trips per day, with peak times between 7:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. An access permit on SR-195 to operate a rock quarry has been obtained by the applicant from the Washington State Department of Transportation. An internal access road has been built from the existing access point at SR-195 all the way to the quarry site at the applicant's expense. A surface mining permit is required with the Department of Natural Resources. Air emissions from crushing operations are regulated through permits from the Department of Ecology. The applicant shall provide requested information from the Department of Ecology regarding the spill prevention, preparedness, and response program. Water will be brought to the site from an outside source. The applicant shall have a stormwater runoff plan. No filling or dredging is to occur. The applicant shall provide portable toilets. No buildings exist or are proposed. The applicant shall follow Whitman County's inadvertent discovery plan. Exhibit 9, site plans. Can you tell me what an inadvertent discovery plan is?
In the case that cultural artifacts or human remains are found, they must cease their operation and contact the authorities.
Okay. Number 4. On Thursday, August 7th, 2025, Whitman County Planning issued a mitigating determination of non-significance, MDNS, under the State Environmental Policy Act Rules, Chapter 197-11, WAC, for SEPA 25-010. The comment period ended on Thursday, August 21st, 2025, and a comment letter from the Department of Ecology was received. The applicant was made aware of the Department of Ecology's further inquiries and shall satisfy their requirements. No comments were received from the public regarding the SEPA decision. Exhibit 10, MDNS, and Exhibit 11, Ecology Comment Letter. Number 5, all landowners within 1,000 feet of the site were notified of the applicant's request and public hearing before the Board of Adjustment by mail sent from Whitman County Planning on Monday, August 11th, 2025. No comment letters were received from the adjacent landowners. See Exhibit 12, affidavit of mailing, Exhibit 13, notification letter.
Is that still correct?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
On Thursday, August 7th, 2025, a legal advertising for the MDNS and notice of a conditional use hearing was published in the Whitman County Gazette for a hearing date of Thursday, August 28th, 2025. A copy of the legal advertising was placed on the bulletin board in front of the Public Works Department. No comments were served from the public regarding the legal advertisement. Exhibit 14, legal advertisement. Number 7, a public hearing for Mark Copper and Shawnee Rock was reviewed by the Board of Adjustment on Thursday, August 28th, 2025. Is there any additions to the findings of fact?
No.
I have none.
Okay. Conclusions of law. The Board of Adjustment has been granted authority to render this decision. Number 2, as conditioned, the proposed use is consistent with the intent, purposes, and regulations of the Whitman County Code and Comprehensive Plan.
Mr. Cochran, I believe the board has approved the findings.
Well, I haven't figured out where then or at. The end of this 5. Let me do it at the end of this 5.
Okay, thank you.
As conditioned, or 6. As conditioned, the proposal does conform to the standards specified in Whitman County Code. Number 4, as conditioned, the use would comply with all required performance standards as specified in Whitman County Code. Number 5, as conditioned, the proposed use would not be contrary to the intent or purposes and regulations of Whitman County Code or a comprehensive plan. Any finding of fact that is more correctly a conclusion of law is hereby incorporated as such by this reference. With that, is there a motion to approve the findings of fact?
Rick Finch. Rick Finch, I move to accept the findings of fact.
Ryan Kyle, second.
And I will abstain from voting. Any other questions? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, based on above findings of fact and conclusions of law, conditional use permit applicant 25-003 for Mark Cochran, Shawnee Rock is hereby approved subject to the following conditions. The board approves this conditional use contingent upon the following conditions. The applicant shall obtain necessary permits from Whitman County and other permitting agencies. This conditional use permit is not to be construed as approval for these other agencies. The applicant must obtain these necessary permits and approvals. Failure to obtain these permits is basis for revoking this conditional use permit. Number two, this conditional use permit will be continuous with the ownership of the property. Should ownership change, the Whitman County Planning Department must be notified. The conditions apply to the land regardless of transfers. So I'm assuming Mark Cochran still owns the property. Number three, all outdoor lighting shall be full cut off to not allow light to escape the site. Number four, this conditional use permit shall be valid for a 10-year period and can be extended by administrative actions for further 10-year periods. So don't miss the next 10-year cutoff. Number five, crusher hours are from Monday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and occasionally on weekends. Number six, the property shall be reclaimed as per the Department of Natural Resources conditions of the reclamation plan. Number seven, the applicant shall provide requested information with the Department of Ecology regarding the spill prevention, preparedness, and response program. Number eight, the applicant shall have a stormwater runoff plan. Number nine, no filling or dredging is to occur. Number 10, the applicant shall provide portable toilets. Number 11, no buildings exist or are proposed. And number 12, the applicant shall follow Whitman County's inadvertent discovery plan. Is there any other conditions which anyone wants to?
Hey, Mr. Chair, this is Alan. I've got a couple of suggestions. The previous permit, there was a condition in it to notify the adjacent landowners when blasting was going to occur. I suggest that you put that in as a condition as well.
I thought that was in there.
It's in the findings of fact, so.
Yeah, but in order to be, it has to be a condition to be enforceable.
Okay, that's.
Well, I move then that we add that as another condition.
Yep.
I second.
Yeah, just what was written in the findings of fact, I think, is adequate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. And then one other question. I don't know if the applicant's there, if Jeff Motley's there. I think there's still a gate at 195. Am I correct?
This is Jeff Motley, and yes, there is.
Okay, then that gate needs to be closed off during operations.
During what?
And I think that should be in the findings as well to not allow the public access to that location.
Okay, during what time, Alan?
When you're, I guess when that pit is not being acted. So when there's no activity going back and forth, that gate needs to be closed.
Are you, just a point of clarification, you're referring to active mining operations, because MSHA has some very specific standards on that too.
Yes.
Thank you.
So do we need a condition if it's already required as part of other regulations they have to follow?
Well, if something else covers it, then it's good. But I just want it on the record that that has to be shut down when there is no activity going on to prevent the public accessing that area. What? If Mark is correct, then we don't really need to put anything else in there.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Motley already knows this, but MSHA has very strict standards about who has access to an area that's actively being mined. If all they're doing is stockpiling and trucking through there, there are no requirements specific to that. So I would suggest it's covered by the MSHA rules unless Mr. Motley has something different to add.
No, I think that's correct, Mark. That's exactly right.
MSHA is just like OSHA, only it's for mining. Mining safety, whatever.
So do we want to put that in a record to follow whatever that is?
They have to anyway.
They have to.
So it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
Yeah, that does.
Anything else, Alan?
No, that's it. And if you accept that, you have to make a motion to accept the new finding.
So we have a motion to accept.
The new
number 13. Grace, you want to repeat it?
To notify adjacent landowners within 24 hours of blasting.
Okay.
And the adjacent landowners were actually specified. I think it was
school district and there's a whole
bulk. As per the findings of fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I move we accept the new findings of fact with number 13 added.
Okay.
Second.
Anything else? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Conditional use. Conditional use 25-003 is approved.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure about that last motion. You didn't have wording in there that I could hear that said if you're going to accept or grant the conditional use as amended.
That's what we voted on.
I didn't hear the words grant this conditional use, though.
May I rephrase or
re-motion
that? I move that we accept the findings of fact with the addition of number 13 notifying the adjacent property owners and approve the conditional use application.
Friendly amendment would be to call it the conditions that we're
adding it to the condition, not the finding of facts. It's already in the finding of facts.
Okay, the conditions.
Okay. I second that we approve the conditions with 13 added and grant the conditional use permit number, whatever it is.
Moved by Brian.
5003.
Thank you.
Moved by Brian to approve, seconded by Rick. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. CU 25-003 is approved. I thrashed many a rock up there in the old days.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Anything else to come before the Board of Adjustment? Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Good night.